This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
Welcome back. You are listening to Tactics on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com. 860-1440 are the numbers if you want to weigh in. We're going to get to that story about the lieutenant governor of Georgia and the NRA. But real quick, I wanted to share this with you because this just popped up on my Twitter feed. David French writes for National Review, a really thoughtful, really provoking. Don't agree with him all the time, but he always makes me think, and I appreciate that. David French, he just tweeted out, "Person, I voted for Trump because he's going to drain the swamp and crush McConnell and Ryan. The same person, I'm not worried about Trump's Second Amendment comments because Ryan and McConnell won't let anything bad pass." There is a little bit of inconsistency there, but David French has a very good point. Always appreciate that he makes me think. But we are going to move on to this story. I really did want to talk about this. For those of you who are just now joining us, in the last hour, we were talking about this issue. A lot of companies, including Delta Airlines, have ended their partnerships with the NRA in an attempt to either distance themselves from the NRA so that the social justice warriors and the people on the left that are crying out about how evil the NRA is don't come down on them. So they've essentially caved to bullying, would be the easiest way to describe it. But now a lot of these companies have ended that relationship with them, and I do think that that's really sad. But in response to this, the lieutenant governor of Georgia, Casey Cagle, I think is the way to pronounce his last name, he has gone after Delta. He tweeted this out the other day, "I will kill any tax legislation that benefits Delta unless the company changes its position and fully reinstates its relationship with the NRA. Corporations cannot attack conservatives and expect us not to fight back." Now, y'all know how incredibly passionate I am about this specific issue. You know that I'm an NRA member. Over the past 2 weeks when the NRA has come under fire, I have spent many a time defending it, talking about how ridiculous the attacks are, talking about how important it is that we have organizations like the NRA that are willing to defend our constitutional civil rights, such as the right to keep and bear arms. However, I cannot express how deeply I disagree with this enough. I don't necessarily think that Cagle is a bad guy, but this is a really stupid idea. And I know that that surprises a lot of people, but despite being an NRA member, what I am first and foremost is an American citizen and a patriot. And even though I think it's really stupid for Delta Airlines to end their relationship with the NRA, as much as I disagree with their decision to do that, they are a private business and they have a right to do it. They have a right to do it. And for a member of the government to try to hold certain legislation hostage and strong-arm businesses into doing what they want them to do, we wouldn't have accepted that from the left. For example, actually a great example, is that Papa John's just recently ended its partnership with the NFL. The reason that they did is because they felt that them sort of butchering the whole kneeling scandal and not doing anything about that really hurt their business because it hurt the NFL's ratings. Now, you can look at the numbers. The NFL's ratings are down. There's some disagreement as to whether or not the kneeling controversy actually caused it, or if it was a contributing factor and there were other things that went into it. But regardless of where you come on that, would we want, for example, if Papa John's were headquartered in California, and they may actually be headquartered in California, I'm really not sure, but if their headquarters were, for example, in California, that the California governor comes down hard on Papa John's for not supporting the NFL and saying, well, I'm going to pass this legislation or I'm going to fail this legislation that Papa John's would benefit from if they do not toe the line and partner back up with the NFL. We would be outraged, and we would be right to be outraged. That would be a very terrible thing for the government to try to bully a private organization into taking a political stance that they like. And unfortunately, the Lieutenant Governor of Georgia is doing exactly the same thing. I love the Second Amendment. I'm a member of the NRA, but this is wrong. You don't, in a free market society, have the government try to strong arm different organizations into doing what they want them to do. Remember, if we as conservatives are going to be for businesses being able to partner and do business with whomever they choose without interference from the government, like, for example, a bakery that doesn't want to bake a cake for a gay couple, then we have to be consistent on that. We have to say across the board, whether we agree with you or not, you have the right to do it. That's what freedom looks like. Because the whole point of freedom is that people get to make their own decisions. Good or bad, right or wrong, whether we agree or disagree, the government should not be saying, we don't like that decision, this is what you're going to do. Now, personally, I would have opposed the tax that he's talking about, the tax break to jet fuel for Delta Airlines. I would have opposed that anyway because I don't like special tax deals for certain companies. I don't like that just because I don't like corporate welfare. But that aside, whether I agree with the tax or not, him saying, well, I will pass the tax if they reinstate their relationship with the NRA and give discounts to NRA members, but I'm not going to pass it if they don't. Holding that legislation hostage, no executive like he is or legislator should ever be making their decision about whether or not to pass a law on what the business or company, what they look like and whether or not they operate in a capacity that they feel is correct. There really shouldn't be legislation that specifically affects one business so specifically anyway. In other words, there shouldn't be legislation that only pertains to one particular company or one particular industry unless there's a very, very good reason for it. But good laws should pass on their own merit, not whether or not the people that would benefit from those laws are towing the line and doing what you politically agree with. And if we're going to live in a free society, then that's something that needs to be maintained. Now, I will say, I do agree with one part of Kaggle's tweet, which is that last sentence that he throws in there, that corporations cannot attack conservatives and expect us not to fight back. Yes, I agree with that. That I'm on board with. But let's not fight back by trying to use government as a blunt force object to force companies into doing what we want them to do. If we're going to say that we believe in the free market, then let's actually live and abide by that standard. If we're going to say we believe in the free market, let's let the free market do its work. Like I said before when we were talking about these corporations, there are going to be people that look at Delta Airlines and other companies no longer offering these discounts and say, you know what, I'm taking my business elsewhere. I'm going to go somewhere where I get a better deal. Maybe another airline or another company will offer a discount for me. Or there may be people, like I said, out of principle that just say, I'm not doing business with them anymore. Like our friend Curtis that called in before the end of the hour. I don't agree with what they're doing. They're trying to take a political stance on this, and I don't want to do business with people that do that. See, Delta has the right to not associate themselves with the NRA, just like we as the American citizen have the right to not associate ourselves with companies like Delta that take stances like that, or that allow themselves to be bullied by the thought police on the left. We have a right to do that. So if we're going to believe in free market capitalism, let's let it do its work and let the free market take care of itself. I predict that all these companies are going to see at least some blowback from this. And that's exactly what we should expect and we should support. If we're going to fight back, and I think conservatives should fight back, let's do it using the free market. Let's not try to strong arm by using the blunt force of law to make them do what we want. This is America. You have the freedom to partner or not partner with whomever you want. But the thing about freedom is it comes with responsibility. There are consequences for your choices. So if we're going to fight back, Let's let Delta Airlines and other companies like them that have ended their partnerships with the NRA, let them naturally feel the consequences in their bottom line. That's where we should be fighting, because that's what they care more about anyway. 860-1440, we will be right back.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt, every weekday from 9 to 11, only on News Radio 1440 and newsradio1440.com.